Travel Talk with Visit Belfast for real value, real choice, and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, Ed, it's always a pleasure to have you back with us, and a bit of a mixed bag on this week's edition of Travel Talk, not least a very unusual holiday option which has just come up for 2021. Also, I know you have a very special Christmas offer to share with us too. But first, I guess we should really start by just at least having a brief conversation about the new EU traffic light system for travel, which started this week for us. Now, as far as I can ascertain, Ed, the only place that we could travel to safely and not quarantine as a result of all this is Greenland.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Carol, if anybody thinks that this new European Union traffic light system is an open door for travel here in Ireland, you can think again. Totally not. Again, I mean, they've brought in this kind of map determined by 14-day incidents and, again, positivity and rates of the disease. So you've got a green, amber and red. We can go to Greenland, which everybody I'm sure will be delighted to hear because, you know, it's become so popular over the last few months. I'm joking, of course, but, you know, but like, yeah, I mean, basically the rules aren't going to change from people traveling to Ireland from a red region, for example, Carol, you know, after the 29th of November, when this is kind of going to be really implemented. People who receive a negative PCR test 5 days after arriving here will no longer have to restrict their movements, this kind of thing. I mean, people I know just went to Malta last week. They were tested on arrival in Malta. They got negative tests and it was done and dusted within 2 hours, you know. So basically, the European Union traffic light system, I mean, you know, kind of just watch this space. There's no change really for in terms of countries or anything that's eased up. And I mean, all of Europe is basically, I mean, one massive red. If you have a look at it online there, you'll see it. The interesting thing, Carol, for me, though, is that without a good and an affordable testing regime, we're going to go nowhere. We're just talking shops all the time. I just mentioned Malta to you there. I mean, my friend Michael Collins from, he runs Travel Media, is just over in the Canaries on business in the Seaside Hotel in Gran Canaria. 10 euro test for the antigen test. They charge 10 euros, Carol. Here they're looking at 129 for an antigen test, which will go up to between 129 and 149. This is David Rock now, the chief executive of RockDoc, which is running the two centres in Cork and Shannon, probably will be doing Dublin as well. That's not the other test, Carol, you know, the one that people want, the one that's actually recognisable that we spoke about earlier, the PEC. I mean, that's going to be 199. They're also looking at express tests, which will be, again, 199. But that's of no use to, if you're going to a country, for example, Carol, you know, where it's a PCR COVID test that they want. The PCR is the swab test that they do. That, you know, the way Professor Luke was talking to you about the different tests. PCR is the recognized one, which is, you know, they isolate you for 72 hours before you get the test results. The other ones now, Carl, that are being rolled out, the antigen tests. Now, I'm not a medical expert, right? So I don't know the medical stuff behind it all, but they are the ones that are also up to 90% reliable, but they're not recognized in certain countries yet. So watch this space, Carol, because loads of companies are coming up with affordable testing regimes. So, you know, I'd say, I just think, you know, you're not going to have a whole lot of travelers opting voluntarily for 129, 149 and 199 charge tests, you know. So I would like to ask Michael, my friend Michael Collins, would he like to get in touch with the guy whoever's doing it for 10 euros in that hotel in the Canaries? And can they come over here and do it here, please? Thank you very much.
Well, I was reading during the week too that there's concern over the capacity for testing at the airports now ahead of, well, they're saying it's an expected increase in travel for Christmas. But again, we're not quite sure how that's going to pan out either. But the DAA have said, or what I'm hearing is that the DAA have a capacity for testing at just 150 a day.
But sure, I mean, you're talking about 8,000 people a week at the moment. Is that correct? I think I'll have to check my figures. So, I mean, it totally, if that was going to be implemented, that totally wouldn't be correct at all. The sooner we get an affordable testing system in place that's reliable, the sooner we're going to get on top of this. I know there's great news about vaccines coming up as well. The sooner the better. I have my arms ready here, Carol, for them, you know. But until that time, we really do need to all sort of sing from the same hymn time sheet, if you pardon the cliche.
All right, Ed, no doubt we'll be speaking about this again, but on to hopefully more exciting things. Although, to be honest, this doesn't really sit too well on my shoulders, but unusual travel options for 2021, when we can go and travel again, where will we be going? Well, this is something which grabbed my attention during the week, and I'm a bit gobsmacked, to be perfectly honest. But now, or at least starting next May, tourists will have the option of visiting the wreck of the Titanic.
Yeah, imagine, Carol, tourists can take a tour of the Titanic. The first time the shipwreck has been explored in 15 years. Ocean Gate Expeditions are doing this, Carol, for $125,000 a pop, right? Which we can convert that into euros, but it's about 95,000 sterling. In other words, and that includes visits to the submerged vessel. So can you imagine? Now, I personally wouldn't be into this. I mean, I sailed across the Atlantic before. Remember, I did an amazing trip over to New York on the Queen Mary. Gorgeous. Remember Captain Wells telling us we're now passing by where we lost Titanic and how many souls were lost. And there was an awful eerie feeling around that, you know, a strange feeling. I don't know. This is obviously going to have a limited appeal, but you know, it's incredible. It's 4,000 meters underwater, cars, 375 miles off the coast of Newfoundland. There's 6 trips planned for next year, from May, as you said, to September. They apparently have over 40 tickets already sold, and it's only 9 passengers per excursion.
I have to say, I'm assuming they're going, people go down in a submarine and probably have very luxurious accommodation and
private
I get all that, but I just find that there's something very, I don't know. I know that there are no bodies left on the Titanic, and it's just
boots and clothes and children's toys, wine bottles, luggage, you know, they've all that, they were mentioning there sort of all the things, as if that's kind of in a way weirdly a highlight, Carol, or something. I don't know. It's a funny one, isn't it?
I have to say, Ed, I do find this disrespectful, to be honest.
Yeah, and I mean, you saw there as well on the BBC that Lady Beverly Roberts, she was a descendant of one of the passengers, and she said that this is a mass grave site and it should be left in peace. So I'm quite surprised, Carol, that they actually got permission to do this.
So am I. Yeah, so am I, to be honest.
And it won't be there for much longer because they have this thing called extremophile bacteria, which is eating away at the vessel. So they reckon within 15 to 20 years, there won't be very much of it left anyway. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. But certainly, Carol, I would much prefer a week down in Malaga and Torremolinas lying on the beach, to be perfectly honest at this stage. I tried scuba diving and I went mad. It was like claustrophobic. I was snorkeling, no problem, Carl, but scuba diving, no, not for me at all. So,
all right, okay, okay. Yeah. Well, the Titanic is out for you. Let's finish up this week then by talking about Christmas. And I know that you have a special offer to share with us, because let's face it, we're all, well, most of us anyway, are thinking about what we're going to give as Christmas gifts. And you and I have spoken about this on Travel Talk before, about supporting the Irish hospitality industry and maybe considering a voucher.
Yeah, select hotels there, right, have done a lovely thing where they've gone kind of one further, where it's not just a voucher. They've actually done a lovely package up, right? So you can actually give a beautiful Christmas gift, and it's a gift box, which includes 3 handmade Irish gifts, as well as a lovely hotel stay. They've got lovely things like beautiful artisan Belgian luxury chocolates, a gorgeous scented candle from Field Day Ireland, which looks absolutely lovely, and a hand-blown crystal bauble, Carol, from the Irish Handmade Glass Company based in Waterford, which absolutely really, really is gorgeous. If you go onto the website, selectirishhotels.com, from $1.99, you can do beautiful vouchers as well. Now, they have loads of hotels as well, and they've got stays from 150 up. So there's lots of things you can do. But I thought this was gorgeous because you're getting, it's like 2-in-1, really.
I'm looking at it actually as we speak, and it does look really, really lovely. And so much nicer than just putting a voucher in an envelope and handing it over.
Yeah, and do you know what I love about it, Carol? Not only are you supporting small businesses, but you're also supporting the 29 Irish hotels, which is part of the Select Hotel Group. So I think that's really, really lovely. All Irish-based businesses. So I just think it's a really, really nice gift. And I'm definitely going to do it anyway, because I love the idea of getting something. A voucher is gorgeous, and I think it always, you know, the Blue Book voucher. I mean, anyone who wants to give me a Christmas present, I love the Blue Book vouchers, because I think they're just one of those things that are just really, really wonderful present that you just really enjoy, because there's so many beautiful places, of course. But I think this is lovely. So selectirishhotels.com, have a look there, And they do lovely cards and gift cards as well. So I think that's a really nice idea. Well done to them.
Lovely. Thanks, Ed. Thank you for that. And just a reminder, if you have any questions for Ed of a Travel Nature, now that we are hopefully finally beginning to head in the right direction, maybe you're wondering what your options are, please do get in touch, ed@traveltalk.ie. And Ed, we will look forward to chatting with you again, Travel Talk, next week.
Absolutely, Carol. Have a lovely weekend. All the best.
Travel Talk with Visit Belfast. For real value, real choice and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.